Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Have you been seriously injured? Mama Justice is here for you. Our medical team partners with top-notch doctors, surgeons, therapists, and urologists, ensuring a comprehensive recovery journey. If you've been injured, call Mama Justice today. We're here for you.
The latest morning headlines and sports talk hosts that call it like they see it. Welcome to the People's Sports Talk Show. Contact the guys at 331-2508 on the Elite Realty text line. Now, here's today's edition of Mississippi Sports Today.
Hey, what do you know? The finish line to the work week is almost here. Friday, Junior, son of a Friday, and Thursday, February 13th, a Valentine's Eve and National Cheddar Day edition of Mississippi Sports Today, live from the Surf Pro Studio. And presented by Tupelo Coca-Cola, featuring our trio of hosts today, along with a special guest we'll introduce shortly. But it is Cheddar Day, so let's give it up for Will Kohlmeyer.
Good morning. I know.
How do you and the family celebrate Cheddar Day? I'm curious.
I bet we're going to eat some of that cheese. I'm telling you, I didn't even know there was such a thing as cheddar.
I get an email every day with this national this or that day. Wow. Today when cheddar popped up.
And it almost seems fitting that I'm here working with you because you're the one, Craig, that gave me that nickname. Whatever it was a couple years ago.
Was it me?
It was you. Cheddar, and then it became it Ched, and then it was Ched Cheddarman. And
It wasn't me. That was a gift from God.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Divine intervention on that.
That's right.
On that nickname.
Right.
Okay.
You were meant to be called Cheddar. Also alongside from the SEC Network, David Dillard.
Good morning.
And Ole Miss Broadcast Services pullovers. Pretty swanky.
You like that?
Yep.
Was clean. So that's why it got picked this morning.
Good to have David. David and I had a great lunch yesterday.
Man, did we ever.
We're going to talk about that.
I can't wait to hear about
it. In a minute.
And the groceries were on point.
Oh, yeah. And love the best some on-point groceries.
David picks up the tab. I mean, it was a perfect experience.
Wow.
It's Will's kind of lunch.
Man, where was I?
When the check comes, I get up and go to the restaurant for an extended period.
Excuse me, I got a call I got to take.
It happens. Yeah.
Bigger name on the other line.
And works like a charm. Also, Tupelo Country Club teaching profession. Little Drew Belt.
All right. Good morning, gentlemen.
Drew from Kalamazoo with us today.
If you've thought about playing golf outside this week, it's not the week for you.
All right. And that's a professional giving you that advice.
So there's other options.
There's
other options.
Yes, there are. Matter of fact, one of those other options is here with us today. The owner of Backswings, Alan Larson is joining us. Former Delta State Fighting Okra golfer. Yes, Alan, good morning to you,
sir.
Man.
Good morning, everybody. Happy to be here.
We're going to talk about bats. How do you describe backswings to folks? So what do you do? Do you say I run explain what it is.
So backswings is a four-bay golf simulator indoor facility, three TrackMan simulators, and then one multi-sport simulator. So up to 360 golf courses worldwide. You can play anywhere.
And that's not all you have, as we learned yesterday.
We also have some really good food and some beverage options as well.
Yeah, I saw the Mitchell Distributing guys there yesterday. I said, yeah, this is my kind of place. I could live. Do you offer that option just to live there?
Almost made a cot the week before we opened in the back just to make sure everything was dialed.
Only been open, a little over a week?
It'll be 3 weeks today.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And had some great success. I mean, we've been in a few times. Drew and I were in the other day.
Every bay was packed yesterday.
Yep. We were slammed yesterday with the rain and the cold.
The flatbread pizza with the hot honey on it. Dreamed about it last night.
Yeah, wow. Fantastic. Yeah,
woke up thinking about it this morning.
Great menu.
I need to go to Backswings for lunch today.
Yeah. Drew, you were there earlier last week. You and I went over. And you know these simulators. You know these TrackMan. You work with one every day. So give us your thoughts.
Yeah. Well, what I like about it is the new TrackMan system that's above the players instead of behind the players. So it gives the players a chance to kind of walk behind it freely. There's nice plush couches. I think I could take a nap on those couches, Alan. They're so nice behind where the players are hitting. So a really good atmosphere for having fun and having a few drinks and food. I mean, you've really done a great job inside there for sure.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, very nice. We'll talk more about it. And give us your location. For some folks may not know you were here.
Right. So it's 1014 Commonwealth Boulevard. That's in the Ashley Furniture Center. We're closer to the left end of that center.
Yeah, just past there, just a few doors down. And just look for all the guys carrying golf bags in the place.
That's right.
Pretty
That's
easy right. to find. And your hours of operation, sir?
We are Wednesday through Sunday, so 11 to 9 on Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday, 11 to 11 on Friday, Saturday.
All right. We'll get some more contact information before you leave us today. But let's head over to the Elite Realty text line and hear some of our friends listening in today. Another road win. Hotty toddy from Ricky in Aberdeen. Thank you very much, Ricky, for saying hello today. Mr. West has come forth with this one. All right. Good morning, everyone. Hope everyone is well. Says he's been very busy, so he hadn't been with us the last couple of days. Nick Sirianni, since 1990, is one of three coaches to make it to Super Bowl two times in his first 4 years of coaching. Who are the other two? Two times, first 4 years.
And since
is this
a date,
the modern or, era? I mean, we're not talking about Vince Lombardi.
That's what I was saying. Where were we going back? How far back are we going?
Are we talking maybe John Madden?
Oh, no, Madden would be. Well,
he said 1990, though.
Chuck Knoll. How many years?
Yeah, since 1990.
John Madden.
Bill Walsh.
Bill Walsh would be in the 80s, though.
Yeah.
1990. Yeah, I missed that part.
So we
not,
a, we
not
put a date on it.
Role.
I missed that part.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
A date.
So forget about
shut my lions my, out on this
that
question.
That was my bad. What about Sean McVay? And has he been twice?
He yeah, that's one, a good guess. One? No, he hasn't. I don't think he's been twice.
Tomlin?
Tomlin.
Yeah. Tomlin's a good guess.
That's a really
See,
good
this
guess.
Is what we do on the program, Alan. Yeah.
We name every coach you can think of right now, Alan.
Mr. West sends us something, totally derails our thought process, and we just sit here and name
it's
names.
It's riveting radio, Very, Alan. It really is.
Yeah.
One time we named every PGA Tour player.
It took a minute.
Not alphabetical.
Someone said Jimmy Johnson, and Swamp says Sean McVay, too. So we're maybe on to something
you and Swamp.
There. If you think you know.
How many are there? Two? Or one?
Two. I believe, okay. Yeah. We do have tickets, and we do have news regarding the Mississippi State baseball opener against Manhattan. The Fighting?
Niagara's the Eagles, Fighting Eagles in Niagara.
Jaspers.
I know they're green.
Yeah.
The I know the team color's Wait, green. Yeah. But
whatever that is. Yeah.
Manhattan is a school?
Yeah, they're playing doubleheader on Friday.
Yeah. And nobody's playing baseball Saturday.
No Saturday baseball.
No.
And then that way we can all just pile up in the house and watch all the basketball Saturday.
Oh, there's right. some good basketball.
Big matchup Saturday at 5.
Auburn, Bama, yeah. State, Ole Miss. What a right a buffet we're gonna have.
Yeah.
And then they'll play Sunday to round out that first series of the weekend. We have tickets for that. We're gonna have them tomorrow at B Dubs for our big event at Buffalo Wild Wings, starting at 11. Come out, say hello. Could score some of those baseball tickets. We also several basketball tickets for upcoming games as round out the season. Another road squeaker for the Rebels last night. I was just sitting there going, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
They weren't doing much.
Well,
first half they came
first
out
half
on,
they were on fire. 70% at the break, I think.
Unbelievable. I know they made, the first five, six out of seven or
I think
something
they were,
like that.
I think they shot 70% in the first half.
And then, they let them play in the first half. I mean, it's rough and tough. Yeah. A lot of guys on the floor in that first half.
And you talk to Johnny about this because they're letting them play something. I mean,
all
every
over the
game.
League.
It's And I wonder what's going to translate when we get into NCAA play.
Yeah, when we got some ACC,
when you got some ACC refs, what's going to happen there?
Brian made that point the other day. It's a great point. But then they started tightening up after the break a little bit. The whistle started blowing left and right. I was going, okay, somebody at halftime.
Did some talking.
Yeah, did some talking.
Look, and Craig, that that goes into my argument that I, watching the game last night, if they get in the tournament – and the refs are calling fouls. Ole Miss is more of a physical team. Mm. They're a defensive team. And if they go through these offensive stretches that cannot, that's been my concern the whole year. They can't score the ball when they're supposed to score the ball. Hot take, I don't know if they get out of the first round.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Running up on the right team.
If it's a 12-5, if they get a 5,
yeah.
I like those 12s.
Yep.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, and the NCAA tournament has always been known as they're letting them go, and they'll be more physical come NCAA tournament play, but I don't think you can get any more physical than what we've seen in
just
the SEC.
Just a series last night. There were ugly trips.
Bodies on the ground.
Yes.
No calls.
Nothing.
There's three guys laying on the ground. Somebody got hacked. I'm sorry.
I can't stand the – we got 5 offensive players. 4 of them are going to stand – on the perimeter, and we're going to let one guy take on the entire teeth of the defense. Yeah. And it seemed like that over and over again in the second half.
Yeah, and he'll drive in, pop it out, then that one person would do it, and he'll drive in, pop it. It's just...
It's a little frustrating. Does it feel like team basketball? At least it didn't. And South Carolina, credit, they hung. They were 12 down. They came back. They started hitting
some shots. Took the lead.
They did.
With under 4, that media timeout, 3:59, it was 64-62.
And then Dre Davis made the play of the game.
That was unreal. Yeah. Talk about in traffic.
Yeah.
And he was and very physical, too. He had to go strong, and he did, and off the glass, and that was a big bucket.
Balanced scoring for the Rebels. Dia, who had a great game with 18, just inside-outside guy.
Dia scored 12 in a row last night?
Yes. Yeah. Had a 12. He scored 12 straight for Ole Miss.
Brakefield 14. Dre Davis, who had the big play and down the stretch there with 12, and Morrell had 10. Rebels were very good. This is the difference in the game, fellas, the free throws.
Yeah. In a close game, especially on the road, or just close game period, you got to make your free throws down the stretch, and they made 14 out of 17. It's almost, just north of 82%, 82.4%.
When Brakefield was 6 for 6 last night, I think. And, I mean, every time he goes to the line, you're like, yeah, we're good. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's shown that.
Very consistent. Mm-hmm. Just got to get, as Drew pointed out, offensively, just got to be a little bit more. And, you know, we'll see on Saturday as Mississippi State comes in, the 22-ranked Bulldogs need a win. And on the road against their arch rival, that'd be juicy, wouldn't it? 5 o'clock, the tip, 4:30 is our airtime right here for the Ole Miss broadcast on Super Talk. And then over on 95.9, you can hear Mississippi State Bulldogs.
And it is a sellout.
It is.
Oh, there are already plans for students camping out a couple of days before. It's going to be nice.
Need that.
It's going to be a big environment.
Yeah.
John Shriffin and Richard Hendricks on the call.
Okay.
All right.
Former Bama standout Hendricks.
Is that on the Big E or?
E2. We're on E2.
Okay. E2. Make note of that.
I'll be in my comfy director's chair having a good show.
Wow. Great job. That'd be awesome. Directing it, huh?
Yeah.
Good.
Awesome. So when you see shots and replays and everything, that's David.
When you see miscues, it's my TD. It's not me.
It's not you.
He hit the wrong button.
You mess up.
TD is the technical director, folks. David tells you, go ahead and just. We got some folks that are novice out there. They're not sure.
I call the
TD.
Shots, but the TD has to actually make the buttons push. It's what Mary Payne does in Connecticut.
Yeah.
You're kind of like a really good caddy, you know?
It is a good caddy.
Yeah.
And we have to be able to communicate without talking, so it's better than a caddy.
Yeah, that's teamwork right there. That's the epitome of teamwork. But didn't 8-4 sound better than 7-5?
Yes.
How big was that?
Yeah, and that's I was impressed with just the composure. I mean, there have been some teams in the past that would, especially down there at LSU, you're down by that kind of, and then they come back and kept your composure. And then last night, South Carolina, that crowd got into it, but they were still. And I think something has to do with all. And David, you've seen it all year because you've worked so many of their games. Is all the upperclassmen, all those seniors.
There's a lot of experience, and they're gelling together at the right time. They're playing, as like Craig said, they're not playing team basketball completely, but they're playing better than they were early in the season.
And I think I saw a graphic: the most experience in returning minutes played.
Wow. I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt that at all. And playing at the right time, like you said, David, just the opposite in Starkville. Mississippi State is not nearly the team that we saw earlier this year. I don't know what it is, if it's a mental block or something, but they are nowhere near the team that we saw, especially, I mean, wiping out Memphis or drilling Pitt. I don't know. They're going to have to find something because they are on the struggle bus right now.
Bad time to be playing like that.
Yes.
All right.
A win in Saturday would cure a lot of ills.
Oh, my God.
No question.
It's huge, right? 21, first-ranked Missouri crushed Oklahoma 82-58. Mark Mitchell with 25 last night. Arkansas, look out. Another win for the Hogs on their home floor. knocking off 1-10 LSU. They're awful.
Do you think Oklahoma's rethinking this come to the SEC thing?
In men's basketball,
when we get to softball, it didn't work in football. It didn't work in men's basketball. We get to softball, it's going to be different.
Oh, yeah. How many enrolled? They've won national championships, I think, 3 or 5. Oh, wow, 5.
Well, I mean, they still have to.
I know it's like.
The softball slate in the SEC is still tougher, so at least tougher.
Yeah, welcome to the league.
Oklahoma is still very good, though.
Final last night, Arkansas 70-58. They held the Tigers to 23 points in the second half. Ivizic with 25 on 10 of 13 shooting. He is starting to heat up in Arkansas. Look out, they may be one of those sleeper teams in the NCAA or in the SEC tournament.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of those sleeper teams that just kind of, you know, fools everybody.
Well, they're playing with confidence right now. That win at Kentucky has done wonders. Remember, they were also on the struggle bus, Craig, and then they got that big win at Rupp, and now all of a sudden they've got their shoulders back.
Yeah.
Speaking of the tournament, I think I saw the bracket yesterday. Aren't there 5 games on day one?
Oh, I've not
four
seen
games
the bracket
or 5. You know that last game's going to start at 11:30.
Oh, yes. Oh my goodness.
In the SEC tournament.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Craig will catch the end of it as he's coming to work.
They're getting up. Right. Saturday, let's look at a very juicy slate of action, and it all starts with that early game. I call this the brunch game at 11 a.m. Will.
Yeah, you got Arkansas. We just talked about the Razorbacks. They've got they took advantage of the win last night against a hapless LSU team, but anything but hapless Texas A&M. They're ranked 8th in the country. They will host Arkansas. That's that 11 o'clock tilt you were talking about.
A&M is a very interesting team because they don't shoot that well.
No.
They don't even have to shoot well or play that great on the offensive end to beat you. They just get boards, they get putbacks, and they also turn you over with those great athletes.
Yes.
A&M, watch them.
I tell you what, they crash it, too. You worked that Texas A&M Ole Miss game there in Oxford, right? I remember some of those.
They all run together.
Oh, okay, I hear you.
Oh, the last second.
Yeah, the last second. And so, and they're almost like underrated, almost like we were talking about with Alan. We're talking about the food that's underrated at your place.
Yep.
You know, it kind of gets lost. I think Texas A&M doesn't get the love that it probably deserves. I know they're ranked in the top 10, but they don't really get the attention, I think, for being a top 10 team.
Buzz is a heck of a coach, too.
Yes.
And I was wrong. It's four games Wednesday, 4 games Thursday, 4 games Friday.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah. I think it'll be just as good as the NCAA tournament, maybe even better this year's SEC tournament.
Yeah. At noon on Saturday, Vandy will be at number 5, Tennessee. Kind of an in-state rivalry there. 2:30, number 21, Missouri at Georgia. And then the
1-2.
This is historic.
Right.
And I heard this. Those two have never met in football as 1-2 either.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
That possibility, but no, that's never happened. So, 3 o'clock.
Game day is in.
Game day there.
Is there this week.
Yep. Right after Ole Miss and Mississippi State at 5. LSU at Oklahoma also at 5, a game no one will see. At 7, Kentucky at Texas, and South Carolina at number 3, Florida. And so I looked at the rest of South Carolina's schedule.
It's bad.
They're not going to scratch.
And who had Florida as number 3?
Yeah, I know.
That's kind of they kind of snuck in.
They have. Coach Golden, I tell you what, that guy, he argues like every call against Florida. I've never seen it. It was like watching an NBA game with the players and the coaches. And I'm sorry, Swamp. I just have never noticed it until the other night. But he didn't see a call that he liked if it was against the Gators.
Here's a point made on our A&M conversation saying didn't realize this was the number, but A&M rebounds 60% of their missed shots.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, that's coaching, man.
That's a buzz coach team.
Right. That's all effort.
It's the three-piece athleticism.
And the three-piece suit.
Yes. Yeah, that is.
I do like that.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
You see where he did with the – where were they at? At Missouri the other day, and he was giving the Missouri newspaper, the student newspaper guys some tips.
Oh,
on
yeah,
being
I saw
in the media.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
We did an A&M game like 3 or 4 years ago, and Buzz was really animated that night. And so I just took a camera and just isolated him. So we put him in one box and the game in the other box. And the buzz box was more entertaining than
oh,
the game
wow.
was.
That's
he's,
a good idea.
He's taking his jacket off. He's throwing it. He's raising
it. He's a wild man.
Yes.
Hey, groceries at B-Dubs. College baseball is here. AI saying hello today. Mm. Thank you, man, for
AI will be on
in.
The game at 5 Saturday
oh, yeah?
as well.
He'll be handheld underneath one of the hoops, right?
Left goal.
Left goal. Okay.
All right. SEC women tonight. Let's go over that real quick. Mm. Got a pretty attractive slate of games. I think Texas at Kentucky, the big one tonight.
Yeah.
That'll be at 6 this evening. Tennessee at 5:30 will host Auburn. Ole Miss tonight at Arkansas and Mississippi. That's at 6:30. And then 8, Mississippi State at Vandy. But how good are the big three in the SEC? Women play.
I think they're at another level.
Look
right?
at
South Carolina, LSU,
this,
and Texas.
Yeah. Look at this nugget I found today.
I think you did a nice job, Craig, using some arithmetic here. 30-3, a combined league record play for South Carolina, LSU, and Texas. All 10-1.
Yeah. And it's their overall record throughout the course of the season, 71-5.
71-5.
Now, Brian brought up a point about how good the SEC men were this season, about who you got in the NCAA championship. SEC men versus the field. Will it be?
Yeah, that's not a bad.
I mean there are about 4 or 5 SEC teams that look like they could do it.
I think so. Yeah, they definitely have it, the firepower. And the women, when you were talking about that 71-5 record, it made me think about, did you guys see Carl Roberts? Ravitch this week,
yes.
Talking about how dominating the SEC men were in non-conference. But since January 4th, they've got a record of 82-82.
Just
of course they do.
One team always wins and one team always loses.
So the league would be 500 overall, as they should be.
I saw a graphic, and they put every league up there.
Yeah, oh, did they?
Yeah, they put yes. every league, and they said everyone is 500.
It's remarkable.
Do. Yeah,
it's Carl. That's Carl.
Carl Rabbit. You worked with him many a time,
and
David.
Carl the other night. He was on. He was our crew the other night.
Okay. That Carl. He's a nut. Mm. All right. Let's go now. Let's see. What about an All SEC Final Four? Swamp says.
I don't think it's gonna.
I think Duke's got to come in there somewhere.
Yeah, Duke's good.
I think the chances. I'm gonna give it like a 40% chance an SEC team wins it this year.
That's pretty good.
40%.
I think I would take the field.
Yeah,
and yeah.
A lot of teams in the field.
Yeah, and that's why I would probably take the field. Yeah, because I still think it's a 40% chance. So I'll take the 60.
And
I'll take the field.
For all, you know, we're SEC chess beaters, all of us, and, you know, most people in our listening area are, but there's some good teams out there that we're not paying attention to.
Sure.
That we'll meet and be introduced to in the tournament, and we'll be like, hey, they're good. All right. Before we head to break, I want to remind you that tomorrow we will be live at B-Dubs. We always have a great time with our friends from Mitchell Distributing. And we're going to have some tickets to baseball and basketball events on campus in both Oxford and Starkville. And Will is going to be joining. Are you returning or are you there tomorrow?
Yes, I got to. I'm sorry. I got it. Will it be? Well, David, I know. Last week, you might have baseball.
Huge shoes to fill.
Next man up.
No, exactly. Yes. I've got Louisiana Tech bound.
All
but
right.
I will be for sure there next Friday.
We had a complaint yesterday. I don't know how big a complaint it was, other than, you know, a request, we'll call it.
Okay.
High school basketball playoffs. And the message pretty much is, we're in the basketball country up here, and you guys are not mentioning the playoffs. We're going to mention them on the other side of our break.
There you go.
Looking for a deal on the best burger you've ever had? It's BOGO Mania at B-Dubs. On Mondays and Wednesdays, get one Buffalo Wild Wings burger and get one free. Tuesday is BOGO Traditional Wings. Buy one and get 50% off. And Thursday is BOGO Free Boneless. Buy one, get one free. Burgers Mondays and Wednesdays, Traditional Wings on Tuesday, and Boneless on Thursday. Hurry, it's a limited time offer. It's BOGO Mania, only at Buffalo Wild Wings in the Tupelo Commons.
Hotty Toddy.
Swung on, fly ball, right field. That's a jack. It's gone. Swing and a miss! He struck him out!
This is Ole Miss Baseball.
Mix it up, bare hand, throws the first! He got him! He got him! I can't believe it!
Catch all the action right here on your home for Rebels Baseball.
Your Hottie Toddy Station, Super Talk 101.9.
It's Bobby Bascom from Automedic. Bobby, when you say we speak the language, what does that mean?
Just that, Craig. We speak foreign imports language, specializing in BMW, Mercedes, Audi, Lexus.
You mean you speak BMW?
Wir sprechen Deutsch.
Gesundheit!
Translation? We speak German imports, and we're local, so there's no need to drive hours to your dealer. Automedic 3552, Jeff Homan Boulevard in Tupelo. Reach us at 844-9379. We speak the language at Automedic.
Hi, this is Brian Rigby, owner of ServPro of Tupelo. ServPro is the nation's leader in cleaning and restoration. But here at home, we're more than that. We're neighbors helping neighbors, friends taking care of friends. Whether it's storm, flood, or fire damage, our pros will make it like it never even happened. Our staff has over 150 years combined experience in residential and commercial projects. Visit ServPro.com or call 690-6502. ServPro of Tupelo, here in your community, here to help.
Join hands with us as we fill the bowls of the less fortunate at the 2025 Empty Bowls Luncheon on Wednesday, March 5th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Tupelo Furniture Market Building 5 or the Canteen at Renaissance Bank downtown. Tickets are $20 and can be purchased at Midnight Pottery, Sweet Tea and Biscuits, Room to Room Furniture, Wakefield Jewelry, Stones Jewelry, Reed's Bookstore, or Social Services at the Salvation Army. There'll be a bake sale and items for purchase at Steals and Deals. Proceeds benefit our local Salvation Army. For more information or to volunteer, call Lisa at 662-213-7255.
What are you people?
Who are you?
Featuring a different lineup of hosts every day and your comments on the Elite Realty text line. This is the People's Sports Talk Show. Now, back to more of Mississippi Sports Today on Super Talk 101.9.
We are blessed and honored to have you along with us today for our little hour of fun. Inside the Surf Pro Studio.
As we're all smacking our blue ear.
Let's not. Mind your manners, boys. We have company. Will Kohlmeyer on National Cheddar Day here alongside David Dillard and Drew Belt, our Thursday co-host. And welcoming our guest from Backswings, Alan Larson, everyone. And Alan was telling us, what gave you the idea to put in a sim business? That, I mean, I think a lot of guys have sort of fantasized about, oh, man, you know, it would be a great gig. What of it? But I mean, for a business that's previously not been here,
right?
And
right.
So it's kind of a pioneer with this, my
right.
friend.
So I mean, they're kind of popping up everywhere, all over the country. So there's actually two in Oxford. A couple guys that own one in Oxford, buddies of mine. I kind of picked their brain a little bit, asked them if they thought it was a good idea. They thought so. I picked a couple other brains and decided to bring two loves of mine together, golfing good food. So,
and you played, as I understand it, and Drew, you not I don't want Alan bragging, but tell me what kind of golfer Alan is.
Oh, Alan's a really good golfer.
Yeah, he played at Delta State.
Played at Delta State. Yeah.
If we play a match at Tupelo National, Alan cannot be on your team in a scramble.
Okay,
it's Chi Chi Cheddar and.
Yeah.
And the fighting okra over here, I'm in trouble.
Backswings is more, as we just talked about, than just, you know, a place to go hang for an hour. You guys offer memberships and ways that folks can rent it out for big parties and that sort of thing.
Exactly, yep. So there's if you get on our website, backswingsgolfandgrill.com, you can look at all of our – we've got four tiers of membership. So, you know, anywhere priced from $149 for – 3 months, 3 month commitment. So $149 per month gets you 4 hours of sim time in the bay. Goes all the way up to 24 hours for a larger private. That's probably more of a corporate membership.
Sure.
So
anyway, I thought was fun was yesterday. Some of my son was there and some of his buddies, and so sure. You can split that up and sort of everybody take on a little of the cost. And
exactly.
It's really affordable.
That's the beauty of it. You could have four guys. You know, in a bay for 2 hours, that's $95 divided by four. You could easily get in 18 holes. So,
and I was also blown away yesterday. There's just, you don't have to go there just to play golf. I mean, the food is incredible.
Yeah.
So there were guys there just having lunch, having, right. You know, having lunch, watching some other guys play golf or whatever.
Sure.
And the woodwork is
yep.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. Shout out to Back 40 Customs on the woodwork. They did a phenomenal job on the bar tops and then bar tops behind each bay too.
Yeah, it is some kind of nice. We invite everybody out to go check it out at Back Swings, located just past Ashley Furniture on Commonwealth Boulevard, and enjoy your time over there. It'd be a great weekend to do that with the weather.
That's right.
Yesterday was a perfect day for indoor golf.
That's right. We'll have a big Ole Miss versus State crowd in there. We could divide the building in half.
So there we go.
You could be, watching the game.
Yeah, you're playing, showing the games on. Oh, you've got four big screens up above the bar. It's fantastic. And you know what else I love about simulation golf? Never lose your ball, my
never.
Friend.
Never lose your ball. Yeah, taking out a lot
care
of
where you hit it.
Take out a lot of golf cart riding time and finding your ball time.
And you were talking yesterday. You can get 18 in pretty quick.
Pretty quick. One of my bartender actually and I played Tuesday. He played 18, and then we played 18 together in less than 2 hours. So he got in 36 in less than 2 hours.
He's a good dude. He does a good job.
He really does a good job.
Shout out Josh.
Josh.
Josh poured the perfect ultra yesterday.
Yes, there was no doubt about it. Yeah, we appreciate Josh. All right, we did yesterday, as I told you guys before the break, we had a listener asking about high school basketball playoffs. Well, one reason that we don't delve too much into it this time of year, in this particular week, Will, as you know, having covered this for centuries.
Yes, centuries is pretty accurate.
There are so many teams, and you don't want to leave anybody out.
No.
And they're boys and girls teams.
That's exactly right.
And Johnny talked yesterday about the additional, 50-something extra games they play because four teams out of the division make it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about a ton of information, but we are going to go over some of the area teams. We can't do the whole state. Some of the area teams that will be playing either tomorrow night or tonight and trying to advance to their championship rounds tomorrow night. So you want to start?
Yeah, I'll take the first part. So we're talking about Region 2 7A on the boys' side at Tupelo tomorrow. Tupelo and Madison Central at 5:30. That's a consolation game trying to advance. And then you've got Germantown and Starkville will follow with the championship game. Now on the girls' side in Region 2 7A, you've got the consolation game between Clinton and Germantown. And Tupelo, the defending state champs, at 7 o'clock will play in the championship game against Starkville.
How many times have Tupelo and Starkville faced in any sport in a championship game?
We're talking about all the rivalries with, Saturday.
It's like Bama-Auburn.
Bama-Auburn, Mississippi State, Ole Miss. I mean, you got Tennessee Vandy, and you got definitely Tupelo
and Starkville. As a 1982 graduate of Tupelo, I think I graduated. It could have been a GED
thing. I saw the certificate.
Yeah, I didn't walk the stage, but I was there.
Do we want to talk GPA?
No.
Okay.
Hate for Starkville is long-lived, my friends.
Yeah, and
it goes
and
back generations.
And they return the serve, too. They're not big
fans
of
Tupelo.
I hope they do. I'm telling you.
I don't want them liking us.
It's a tremendous rivalry, no matter what
we
the sport.
We hate Starkville and Tupelo.
Oh, it's like.
They usually are on the winning end of most things, but hopefully not tomorrow night for the championship game in girls. Region 1 5A boys today trying to advance at 4, Clarksdale versus Corinth, and at 7, Pontotoc versus New Hope. And I believe these games are being played in Corinth. Is that right? I think so. All right. In the girls bracket, 2:30 today, Pontotoc versus Lafayette and New Hope versus West Point after. ICC's hosting too, guys.
Yep. They sure are. Friday, consolation game at 5:30, Shannon and Tish. This is Region 1 4A, by the way. And then the championship game will be Ripley against Itawamba AHS. And on the girls' side in that division, you've got the consolation game tomorrow, Amory versus Shannon, and the championship game, Tish County and Itawamba AHS.
And there's another rivalry, Amory-Shannon. That's another one of those. Don't like each other.
No. Boy, they had some great ones back in the day. Remember football?
Oh, man, I used to love to go cover Shannon Amory.
Ripley at Itawamba has got a long history, too, of those programs.
Yes.
Right? 4A Boys, Region 2, 5:30 tonight. New Albany taking on North Pontotoc, South Pontotoc versus Senatobia. And girls play South Pontotoc and New Albany and Senatobia and North Pontotoc. We could have a North versus South Pontotoc final in girls. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be something?
That would be. Okay, 1-3A boys at Northeast on Friday. The consolation game at 5:30, Mantachie and Belmont. The championship to follow at around 8:30, Boonville and Alcorn Central. On the girls' side, the consolation game has Kossuth and Alcorn Central facing each other, and then Belmont and Boonville battling it out in the championship game.
All right, and moving right along, where were we?
Got to go to 1-2A.
1-2A at Walnut. What a gym that is. What a place.
It's a great place to go watch basketball.
Yeah. Friday, they'll play the consolation game at 5:30, and boys, Hamilton Walnut, 8:30, championship game, new site. Versus East Union. I believe Johnny was on some of those games this week there.
Oh, okay.
On Friday.
I bet Johnny's getting a workout right now.
He does one game, and mostly just stands there, you know. Gets his money, goes home.
Johnny.
He's been there.
Johnny's
there.
Working.
Oh, no.
Johnny D's a great official.
He is. Yes. Yeah. Legendary. Yeah. Not everybody agrees with that, but that's fine.
There'll be some that might line up.
There'll be some coaches that might feel differently.
We love you, Johnny D.
Absolutely.
All right. You know, like we said, there's so many games in 2A.
Yeah, you can't forget about 2A. Ingomar and Water Valley at 4 o'clock today, and then MS Palmer and Calhoun City at 7. And then on the girls' side, Ingomar, this is the last run with Macy Pfeiffer, going to be going to Middle Tennessee next year against Water Valley, and then Bruce against Calhoun City. And quickly in Region 1-1A at Wheeler, the boys will play Friday the consolation game. TCPS will be in that consolation game against Wheeler. Championship game, Biggersville and Baldwin. On the girls' side, consolation, Wheeler and Baldwin, championship, the Thrasher Rebels taking on the Biggersville Lions.
I'm having throwbacks to my television, my local TV days. There's Will reading scores.
Yeah.
Advancing the font. Move it on.
My gosh. Rip through it. Region finally, 4-1A at West Lowndes. Boys today, you got West Lowndes against Okolona. Then 8:30, it'll be West Union and Holka. And then on the girls' side at 4 o'clock, Okolona and West Union. Vardaman and Smithville at 7, and that wraps up the matchups.
Yeah, and can I also give a shout-out to North Forsyth High School in Georgia? So all our Georgia listeners, they're going to the game tonight, North Forsyth.
Okay.
You know, they were 32-0 when they won. They lost in the state championship last year. They're on the way again. They're 26-0, number one team in the state, 6A, Region 6.
And the reason why we're talking about that is?
Yeah, my brother-in-law is the coach.
There you go. We knew there was an angle.
And it's almost more outdoor Bullfrogs time, too.
So it is. We're getting ready for the season and our tailgates.
Yes.
For more outdoor Bullfrogs.
That's Arkansas as opposed to Georgia.
That's Arkansas. Right.
Yes. Our listeners in Arkansas, Alan. Okay.
We're all over.
We're worldwide.
International.
Appreciate that update on Georgia high school basketball. What a sports family.
Always had to go
golf
that
pro,
out.
Basketball coach, any other sports-related jobs?
Family. Yeah.
Catherine is an outstanding kickball.
She's an outstanding kickball coach.
Stand out. Yeah.
My sister is a state champion gymnast. She's a gymnastics coach. Yeah.
There you go.
How about that?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Silence.
No idea. We've known you all these years. Yeah, you haven't told
big
us.
Gymnastics. Yeah, big gymnastics family. My nieces. One of my nieces in college for tumbling. I believe tumbling.
Yeah.
She has a tumbling scholarship.
I did some tumbling in college, but it was down the stairs at Sitting Harry's.
I'm a tumbler still. I got one right here next to me. Different kind.
Little nephew had a big dunk last night in a game. In a basketball game. My little nephew is a college basketball player, and he's a point guard. He had a big breakaway dunk on top of somebody last
night.
That was nice.
On the head.
I never knew what that felt like.
In the face.
I never couldn't jump.
I could dunk it, but it's very difficult to do in a game. I mean, in the warm-ups, I could go behind the head.
Five slam a jump. You did, really, behind the head.
I had hops. But in a game, it's different because there are people in the way.
And defenders.
Not a clear path to the goal in the game?
I had a can of Stick'Em on my right hand. Remember the firm grip?
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally.
Some people put it on the bottom of their shoes. And we'd just spray our whole hand. It'd be covered.
I never knew that.
You couldn't touch anything. You touch your face.
It's stuck.
Like the kid from Little Giants, where he's got his Stick'Em on his hands.
Oh, yeah. Like the old Lester Hayes with the Raiders.
We overdid it with a Stick'Em.
I didn't know that about Tupelo High. Use the Stick'Em.
It wasn't Drew. Who sent this? Mr. West sent this. The net rankings, NCAA men's basketball net rankings. Mm-hmm. Auburn 1, Duke 2, Houston 3, Florida 4, Tennessee 5, Alabama 6. So it looks a little different, does it not, guys?
Yeah, it does.
Yep.
Yep.
Ole Miss 21 in those net rankings. And other SEC teams, A&M is 12th. Looks like Kentucky's 15th. So
what about Missouri?
I don't see them in this particular photo.
That's just part of the equation, right, David? You've been on all those conference calls.
Net is a big part of the equation, and the reason there's so many SEC teams up is these quad one. Every game's a quad one game.
Yeah,
and you know you're not playing the. There's nobody in the league that's like a. I mean, I think LSU and South Carolina are the only two quad twos left in the league this year.
Mm. Yeah,
remarkable.
Yeah, another comment on the text line regarding high school basketball said 1A through 4A regions were played last week. Those classifications have played their first round state tournament games on Monday and Tuesday. Well, that information we got came from the High School Activities Association
MHSAA
website.
Might need to update their website a little bit.
They have it's another part of this is the difficulty in finding scores that are accurate.
Oh.
And schedules that are accurate. You can go to the High School Activities Association website. Probably not going to get accurate.
No, I remember that back in the day,
max
trying
prep,
to get scores.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're just looking for, like, you want to find the Tupelo score, and it's hard to find. I mean, Dylan does a great job updating Twitter and social media and all.
Right.
But there's no real centralized website that's updated.
We will do our best to be more efficient in our coverage of high school basketball as we get into the state tournament. Baseball this weekend, as we mentioned, a doubleheader in Starkville for Mississippi State in anticipation of the rain on Saturday. I imagine there'll be a lot of around the South. There'll be a lot of in high school and so forth. But if you look at the SEC, six teams ranked in the top 10 to start the season. A&M, the preseason favorite to win the SEC, and Tennessee looking to, you know, get back in it after winning it all last year, and a lot of people think they can.
We've all seen how that national championship hangover can work, especially here in the state
of
Mississippi.
In our backyard, yeah.
We pass that around like a blunt in the SEC. Here's the title. Hand me some of that title. I got one. Yeah.
Don't Bogart my title.
Who's going to win it? What team from the SEC will win it this year? It's probably a bad analogy.
It came out of left field. Speaking of baseball.
Stay in school, don't do drugs.
Yes, exactly. You know, Texas A&M, favorite to win, but they lost their coach. You know, he went to, let's see, where did, I always think of Schlotzky's Deli. What's
Schlossnagel.
Schlossnagel. Yeah.
Schlossnagel. He owes me money.
Schlotzky's.
Yeah,
is there Schlotzky's in the South?
There used to be.
Yeah, Schlotzky's Deli.
I love
Schlotzky's. I just throw that out there.
And it's a little disheartening for State and Ole Miss fans because we can't seem to now get on track and back on track in baseball. What is going on? Mississippi State is 10th in the SEC power rankings, and look at Ole Miss.
15 out of 16.
Ouch.
I think only ahead of Missouri, I believe.
And Raymond and I were talking before you guys got here today about it. It's going to be hard to scratch a win in Arlington.
Look, you get five.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm talking about, I thought you were talking about SEC play. You get 500 in SEC play, and you've had a good year. I mean, that's kind of the goal where you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Arlington is going to be a very tough tournament.
Strange they're playing Texas. Usually those ones before conference play, you don't play a conference opponent, but maybe that schedule was done before.
They did it a couple of years ago when they played in Minnesota. I think they played LSU.
Oh, okay.
They did it because Jake and I were talking about this. Jake Armada, our play-by-play guy, and I were talking about this the other day.
I think we need to do some sort of research on the preseason rankings for baseball, because every time they come out, it's like flip-flopped at the end of the year. So maybe this year is the year for Ole Miss. Maybe they come back this year. I don't know. I'm just saying.
It'd be interesting to see what the pitching coach does, what Mangrum does,
right?
And how much control he has. And you know, supposedly he's got a lot, so we'll have to wait.
Can't believe how the text line has lit up, no pun intended.
With the comment.
Since the last that's my last off-color comment.
I'm glad it was you that made it and not us.
I know. I'm like, guys, it was just an illustration.
An example.
Thank y'all. Yeah. So that mentions this. I'm 49 and was in kindergarten at 82. Swamp, you're losing favor with the program, reminding us how old we are.
Yep. Boy, he's got a good basketball team. And that football, and by the way, Scott Strickland, your AD down there, Swamp, his brother came up to me the other day, and I said, man, you with Napier, he said that Napier's locked and loaded now that – with their success the second half of the season.
What a finish.
I know.
What a tale of two seasons.
I told his brother to tell Scotty that we call him Lazarus. I mean, Napier was dead.
Yeah.
I mean, they wanted him out at Gainesville.
Yeah.
And how they finished and also.
We go from what I said to Old Testament references.
Yeah. Alan would go a lot of different places.
That's where Lazarus. Will's coming. That's the Will. That's Will's role in the job, though.
All right, Mr. West, he came through today with a really good trivia question about the two coaches that made the Super Bowl, just like Nick Sirianni did, as one of three coaches to make it to the Super Bowl two times in their first 4 years of coaching. And the other two, we were on to – did anyone say Bill Cowher?
Nope. But you had Tomlin, so you had the right team. Dillard had the right team.
Anybody say John Harbaugh? No. No.
Harbaugh.
It's one of those pop your forehead kind of things.
Newman.
All right. Let's go to our history lesson here, guys, before we run out of time today. It's time to visit this date, February 13th, and the year was
1937, the Boston Redskins receive approval from NFL to move to Washington, D.C. So there's where the Skins went to.
And they took their name. And you know what I'm wondering, fellas? What's up with the Chiefs?
Yeah. They've stayed away from the Chiefs.
I mean, is that not offensive to somebody? No?
It's just the 15 minutes.
I'm just trying to
15 minutes.
I'm
just trying to stir him. 1954, Frank Selvey scores a record 100 points for Furman, beating Newberry 149-95. Poor Newberry. They never had a chance.
The Paladins of Furman.
There it is.
Whoever sprinkled Newberry lost
the purple. Yeah. The great Frank Selvey. I believe their arena at Furman is named after him.
Oh, okay. I can understand why.
I made that up, but it's probably true.
No. Nobody would have known.
Yeah. In 1971, U.S. Vice President Spiro Agnew hits two tee shots into the crowd while golfing, injuring to make it stop.
Two tee shots, he's two for
Why?
Two. Spiro, put the clubs away.
Not as bad as Vice President Dick Cheney shooting someone in a bird shoot, but it was pretty close.
1990, Larry Bird ends the free throw streak of 71 games.
And he shot a lot of free throws.
Yes.
He did a wonderful job. All right, Alan, it's your debut on the history lesson.
All right, 1992, Jose Canseco repeatedly rams his Porsche into his wife Esther's BMW.
You remember that?
I don't remember that. I remember baseball knocking off his head and going over the wall for a home run.
Might have been some Roid rage there.
That was Roid rage.
I'm mad. I'm going to take my Porsche. I mean, I've thought of doing a lot of things, you know, to retaliate to Rhonda. I mean, we may throw some things around.
It's just going to cost you more money.
But I'm not ramming my vehicle into hers. I imagine his insurance agent was like...
What? I don't get that.
Jose.
Wait, what?
I don't get that. Like, come on.
Jose, you're no longer insured.
I never got that, and I never got a riot where you go burn your own neighborhood down. Go burn somebody else's neighborhood down. Don't burn your own.
No, don't promote that. All right, a couple of notes here. Pass it this way, my friend.
Okay.
Jeez. Look what you're doing, Craig.
I think we found a new base for the show.
Swamp says, don't forget me. I'm the league's leading texter.
He's among the national leaders in the text.
John Robinson and Chuck Knox did that in the 70s and 80s in terms of the coaches being.
Good.
I had no idea. Hey, no. Major League Baseball gets underway 1 week from today to the first spring training games. There was a big news on the free agent market with Alex Bregman going now to the Boston Red Sox. There were like three or four teams that were sort of trying to court Bregman. $120 million for 3 years. Not too shabb.
Nope. I'll buy you some rounds down there at Allen's
baseball
place.
Baseball contract.
$40 million annual is 10 more than offered by the other teams. I believe the Blue Jays, the Detroit Tigers, Drew, and the Cubs were also sort of shopping Alex Bregman, longtime third baseman for the Astros, who will play second for Boston. How's that going to look?
Gosh.
Also, I read where the uniforms from last year, they were a Nike uniform, really thin. You could see through them. The players absolutely hated them. Mm. And they've gone back to the more traditional unis this year.
Did George Costanza have any influence? Remember that from Seinfeld with the cotton?
They almost lost his job.
Yeah.
And the best news that those all-star monochromatic, stupid, look like ice cream vendors.
Oh, yes.
Those are going away for more traditional uniforms.
I saw the Orioles coming back with their bright orange uniforms, part of their, I guess, their alternate.
Isn't it going to be great, though, when MLB comes and you can go to backswings at lunch, watch a game.
Well, right.
Play nine holes.
That's right. Yeah.
Have a little lunch.
Watch multiple games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got TVs
and eat
everywhere.
Some okra while you're there.
Dude, Drew ordered the other day this fried okra, the appetizer. Talk about it.
Yep. So it's a whole fried okra, deep fried. Topped with the hot honey glaze.
So good.
There's the hot honey glaze again.
You could top this piece of paper with that hot honey glaze, and I'd probably eat it.
As a former statesman, or okra,
right?
I had to get some okra on the menu.
There you go.
And it's good, too. We enjoy it very much. And highly recommend the steak quesadilla, too, by the way.
Mm.
But this year in Major League Baseball, paying tribute to three of the legendary figures of the game that have since passed. Ricky Henderson will have a patch on the Oakland uniforms in tribute. Bob Uecker.
With the Brewers.
With the Brewers.
Mm-hmm. I saw that the other day.
And I forget the third guy, but it was pretty big. It was another one that's going to have a patch. Not sure, but that'll be cool to see that this baseball season. I cannot wait till we get into the regular season. Anyway, guys, it's going to be a fun year.
Yeah, Brandon Woodruff, by the way, yesterday said that he's on schedule. He doesn't know. He's going to face hitters tomorrow in spring training. But as for pitching in a game, he said a date has not been set yet. But he's on track, though, Drew. So what he told you before he left was accurate.
Yep. All right. We have the Genesis this weekend at La Jolla at Torrey Pines South. Drew, who's showing out right now? Europeans.
Who? Oh, well,
they're winning everything, right?
Well, they're good at golf, so it helps.
I know, but I'm a little worried about their Ryder Cup team, man. They gotta cool off.
Yeah, they got Ludwig's back in the field. He obviously likes La Jolla.
Yeah.
Rory's in the field. No local guys.
Nope.
No local guys.
Buckley and Chad will not participate in this signature event. $20 million. That's going to draw your best players.
Yeah, and it's an interesting event because it was supposed to be in L.A., and obviously they had to move it because of the fires. And so they're playing in La Jolla twice this year, which is very interesting. But I saw videos of the rough there, and it is...
Yeah.
Deep rough.
It's pretty stanky. It was Pete Rose, the other honoree.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering if they were going to do Pete Rose. Yeah.
Duh. All right, Alan, thank you for being here. Y'all go to Backswing. See Alan. See you tomorrow.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Mid-Delta Auction is holding two March auctions, a spring equipment auction Thursday, March the 20th in Greenwood, plus a retirement auction at Ewing Farm in Anguilla on Thursday, March the 13th. Visit mdauction.com for details on both. That's mdauction.com. We'll see you there.